thank you for joining Easy Listening. It is part two of transitioning. Well, Isaiah 43 and 19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." James 1 and 17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Joshua 1 and 9 again, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Right here, I want to admonish you to continue to trust the Lord during your times of transition. Don't get faint. Don't give up. Don't give out, because the times of refreshing are near. And you need to know that in the time of transition, the Lord do not change. So you, the descendant of Jacob, are not destroyed. That's Malachi 3 and 6. God says in Numbers 23 and 19, "God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?" You need to know that God is no shorter than his word. As we look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And why is this important? Because during transition, sometimes we get faint, want to give out, because you just don't know how long you're going to be going through getting from one end to the other, okay? Or how long that period is going to last. But when you look at transition and being an action, it's a verb, it's to undergo or to cause to undergo a process or period of transition. So it is a state or period of time in which we going through one from one state to another. Come on. If you look at transition from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says it's a passage from one state or stage to another. An abrupt change in energy, state, or level, usually occupied or accompanied by loss or gain. Come on. Of a single quantum of energy. So even though the transition period is a period in which we are a season in which we really need to have our faith increased, or we need to be in a place of, I would say, to be encouraged and to be strong during that period of time, because we don't know how long a transitional period lasts. So we want to encourage you tonight to stand strong, be bold, be courageous, as the Lord says, to be strong and courageous, for we don't know. Because again, those times of enduring those seasons can be very taxing and challenging, and our faith is definitely going to be necessary to get us through those periods and those times of transition. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16 through 18 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So you see, 18th says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we never know during the transition time, you know, the processes and how long it's going to be, the waiting the time out, enduring the hardness as a good soldier, as the word of the Lord says, because we have to, it's a trust in God. Lamentation 3:21 and 23 say, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So being faithful even through the times of transition is definitely going to be important. And can I tell you to put some praise on it? It's definitely another factor that will help you during the times of transition. I know it gets hard, and I know it gets sometimes lonely, but Psalms 103:1-5 says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your sin and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and the crown you with love and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So in that time, it's certainly a time of faith. Praise will help you through it. Prayer, being faithful, and just staying committed to the process and allowing God to get us through those seasons and times where we feel that we're in the wilderness or we're going through a fortress. Come on. Psalms 18:2 said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. So stand firm, trust God, use faith. If you don't have nothing but the faith of grain of a mustard seed, God will still bless you even in that. And I would say God is going to bring you through it and you will be all right. I know sometimes it's difficult to cross to the other side, not knowing what's on the other side, but you know that you're moving. Because in transition, it doesn't always mean we're standing still. It means we are moving from one state to another. Even though, again, it's a faith walk because you haven't been to the other side, but you know what you're leaving. So in other words, your past is behind you. You're moving forward. As I'm reminded of the word of God, he said, forgetting those things that are behind me, but pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high call of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Be encouraged. Be steadfast and unmovable, and knowing that during the times of transition, God is near, God is dear, and he has your best interest at heart. You can put a praise on it. And I speak this truth, knowing that during the times of transition, that when you are anchored in the Lord, God will process you and bring you through. You just got to keep your eyes and your spirit and your ears tuned towards heaven, hearing God, even though it feels like it might be eternity. Just don't know, because you just never know when you're going to get there. But I know that God is faithful, even in the midst of it all. You be blessed. And allow God to continue to show you the right way and lead you during that time. Amen. God bless you.